Well, during non-net times, like right now, this is also linked to the Central Michigan network, which, as you mentioned, they're doing some work and expanding. So it's going a long ways. Of course, on our Thursday nets, they shut it down, I believe, so that the outlying areas don't have to listen to the net. But during normal times, like right now, you are correct. And, yes, they did. And on the FBI side, too, I think, although I don't see it on the dashboard on that one today, but on the FBI side, I think they put another site in Traverse City. And then, as you were mentioning, there was one in just south of Mackinac, I believe, too. I'm not too sure about that. That's brand new, though.
Well, Tim, technologies and at times are changing, and it is definitely cool that they can take such a old technology as amateur radio and update it to keep up with the times and get the kind of range and distance that they do get out of these through link systems, whether it be over internet or however. It's definitely some really cool technology.
The Great 38W.
Have to agree with you 100% there. I took a hiatus from the hobby for many years, and then I just got back into it a couple of years ago, and more recently, in the springtime, I joined the ARPIS group, and it's like, oh, I like this. This is fun. So if you're interested, yeah, hey, just a it's kind of a funny coincidence. The boss, our emergency coordinator, his name is Dave, and his call sign, K-Echo-8-Y-N-U, his QTH is the same as yours. So you guys are close by. That's kind of interesting. But, yeah, unless you have any other questions, I'll let you go and get about your day. But I couldn't let you say your call sign without introducing myself. So this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar in Richmond. The name here again is Tim, as you know. And I'm going to tell you, have a good day.